From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A kidnapping today in Iraq struck at one of the world's largest humanitarian organizations and one of the few still operating in Iraq, CARE International. NPR's Emily Harris has more on the capture of a woman who's been working to help Iraqis for some 30 years.
Margaret Hassan directs CARE International's office in Iraq. CARE says she was kidnapped on her way to work today. So far, the organization doesn't know who seized her or why. Video of Hassan turned up hours after the abduction on Al Jazeera television. In it, she was sitting alone on a flowered couch, a plain white wall behind her. Hassan appeared to be talking to someone, although the sound was not broadcast. She looked worried. Her ID cards were displayed on television, too. CARE says Hassan has dual British and Iraqi nationality. Britain has under 10,000 soldiers now based in the southern city of Basra. The UK government is considering sending some to operate under American command in central Iraq. CARE spokesperson Kate Bulbulian stresses Hassan's Iraqi ties.
British nationality is something very much within her past, so that's why we're stressing the Iraqi nationality, because that's how she feels personally. I mean, it's in hope for her safety, but it's also something that she has reiterated again and again, is that is her, she feels that is her home now, and that is where she belongs.
But being Iraqi isn't protection from attacks here. This morning, six mortar rounds hit a National Guard training base in quick succession. At least four Iraqi guardsmen were killed and 80 wounded, some quite seriously, by the spray of shrapnel. Three car bombs in Mosul killed two Iraqis. One American working for Halliburton's subsidiary KBR was also killed in a mortar attack. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.